At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning Zoning Commission meeting of July 13th, 2015. The time is now 6 p.m. Okay, public comments and receipt of petitions. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Is there anyone who would like to speak?
I have no one signed up to speak.
All righty, moving on. 3.0. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Yes, there's one. The commission may or may not know that Rodney Schmidt doesn't work here anymore. He is going to be a stay-at-home dad for a couple of years and then maybe go back and do his degree to be a professor. So he has left, and Amelia has been moved into his role and been promoted to assistant city planner.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
So who's taking her place?
That is
Ah, okay. Perfect.
Are you ready for that?
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
We're happy to have you.
I hope the pay goes with that.
Yeah, I hope so. All right. Perfect. Okay. 4.0. Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of June 8th, 2015. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Who said that?
I did.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions or corrections? Hearing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right, thank you. And could everybody, when you answer or make a motion, please speak up because the recorder is apparently having difficulty recording us. So, okay, 5.0, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve replat of Lot 3, Chestnut Business Park, a subdivision of a 1.7096 acre tract, being a replat of Lot 3, Block 1 of Chestnut Business Park, FC number 628085, HCMR, and the remainder of a called 7.5 acre tract to Albers Properties, LPHCCF number 200705013392 and 201102132333. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plan is now reviewed for compliance with existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, community development recommends approval of this plan.
Okay. Would someone like to make a motion to approve?
I move that we approve.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions on the plat? All right. Please enter your vote now. Okay.
I'm not colorblind, but I thought it worked.
Are you abstaining?
I did it by mistake.
Okay.
Do you want it recorded that you voted yes?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. 5.2. Consideration to approve replat of Asgard, a replat of lots 37 and 38 into new lot 38 in block 42 of revised map of Tomball. An addition in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume 4, page 25 of the map records of Harris County, Texas. Said block 86, line in the Ralph Hubbard survey, A383. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, community development recommends approval.
All right. Is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Okay. Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a second?
A second.
Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. Is there any discussion or questions? Hearing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much. 5.3, consideration to approve zoning case P15-071, request by the City of Tomball to amend section 50-2 definitions of the Code of Ordinances by creating a definition for masonry, to amend section 50-33 Board of Adjustments of the Code of Ordinances by authorizing the Board of Adjustments to hear and decide upon special exceptions for building facade requirements, to amend section 50-62 Reserved of the Code of Ordinances by creating an exterior building material slash facade overlay district and associated regulations. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, thank you. In June, City Council directed staff to grant the board an amendment to help the city exercise greater control over aesthetic characteristics of development along Main Street. In order to accomplish this, staff has drafted three code amendments. We created a definition of masonry, established building material requirements for properties along Main Street, not with the old-time mixed-use zoning district, and authorized the Board of Adjustment to grant special exceptions on the established building material requirements. The area that we're talking about is along Main Street from 249 to 2978. However, it does not include the old-time mixed-use area on Main Street. The reason it doesn't include that area is because the old-time mixed-use already has facade and building design requirements. So really, it's going to be from 249 to Baker and from Willow to 2978. It is in the proposed overlay district, so in the future that area could be expanded. So we did create a definition for masonry. Definition is masonry means brick, stone, brick veneer, stucco, split face, block, lathe, unit by unit, and set in order. A special exception is a way to vary from the code requirements without finding a hardship. The code specifies which requirements can be deviated from with the approval of a special exception. So we add this section is being amended to allow the process of special exception from building materials and facades. The actual facade overlay district says all facades of a new non-residential building which are visible from Main Street should be constructed of masonry. Existing buildings should comply if they're expanded by 25% or more of the gross floor area. And it has building facade standards which include articulation, materials, trim materials, color restrictions, and shopping center integration. The code amendment was posted in the newspaper and did have a survey on Question Pro which received positive feedback. The next step to conduct tonight's meeting, there'll be a council recommendation, commission recommendation to council. And then on August 3rd, we'll have the public hearing, potential first reading at City Council, and August 17th will be the potential second reading at Council. Staff does recommend approval with one clarification. District boundary language needs to be added to the ordinance to exclude the old-time mixed-use zoning district. And that concludes staff presentation. If you have to answer any questions. Tony Topping is here from the Masonry Institute. He may be able to answer some technical questions.
Oh, I see. Sorry, the podium's blocking you. Would you like to speak now to address the...
I won't say much. I don't have a lot to add other than Harold to say no. And we've helped draft these types of ordinances in over 200 different cities throughout the state. This is very common, very similar to what your peer cities have done. They typically start with an overlay district and provide the results and sometimes expand citywide. So Harold and the staff done a good job. They've taken our definitions and kind of our technical terms and just integrated them into the language for your ordinance. So it's a good ordinance. If you have any specific questions, I'm happy to also stick around and answer anything I can.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions then? Whoops.
If we are allowed to speak, I thought we were not voting.
We have a presentation. Yeah, that's right. We have a presentation.
Thank you.
So, is that it? Thank you. Okay, the public hearing on zoning case P15-071 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:09. Is there anybody who would like to speak regarding this request? You have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. I don't have anybody here. All right. Seeing there's no one here. All righty. The public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:10. All right. Could I have a motion to approve zoning case P15-071, please?
Motion to approve.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Torres. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All righty, Mr. Anderson. All right, is there any discussion?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, okay.
So we're considering
okay.
To outside of the downtown city of Tomball.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a lot of buildings that have all different type of sightings on them. So for them to expand, I think you said 25%, they have to come under this kind of ordinance.
Yes, if they expand, yes.
Does that mean for the whole building or just part of that expansion?
Would be actually the whole building.
Mm-hmm.
So the now cost is big for them, it's going to be.
I don't know.
Because we have a lot of old buildings downtown, so I'm just
sure.
Questioning how really that's going to help the business owners to come up with that money to do that.
First of all, I used to work in Carolina, we had that requirement there, and we found out there that you actually can add stucco to metal buildings relatively inexpensively, relatively speaking, so that's what a lot of owners did there. The primary purpose of doing this, though, we have to get a lot of building additions along Main Street. The primary purpose is when properties are redeveloped. So if they're completely redeveloped, they need to be constructed to new standards.
Redeveloped.
Okay. I have a question. Can you define the Old Town Mixed Use District by street that you're speaking of that is excluded so that I know the language is not in there and the language will be different, but side to side, east to west, what streets where are you talking about?
It would be between Baker and Willow, which those properties between Baker and Willow currently are zoned Old Town Mixed Use. So that's the portion that this would not.
Well, the original Old Town District, Mixed Use District here is defined as all the lots shown on the Old Town area map, which goes to Howard, from Howard to Pine. In our zoning ordinance.
Which Old Town area are you?
It's referring to the Old Town area map of 1912.
Okay. Right, he's referring to the Old Town area, the Old Town Mixed Use District.
Yeah,
not
zoning.
Just the area.
Right, but it says for the purpose of defining this on D, page 65, for the purpose of the Old Town area and all. So.
We're covered because the stuff.
I just want to make sure we are.
Right, that this ordinance is written, it's defined, we're excluding the Old Town and mixed use zoning districts.
Okay. But aren't most of the facades that we're looking at, if they do improve or, you know, people go to expand them in the future, aren't a lot of them in the mixed use area?
There are some in the mixed use
okay.
area, but again, when those are redeveloped, they're going to have to be redeveloped with the current
standards
that are already in place for that district.
Okay. What about the outer areas? You say it goes from Old Business 249 to 2978.
Yes.
With the exception of the area that's excluded.
Yes.
Okay. So it does not include the west side of Business 249 up to the actual new 249 freeway.
The current proposal does not. If the commission would like to make that recommendation that we include a broader area, we can do that. But this current proposal would not include properties to the west of Business 249.
Okay.
Now, Harold, I want to know, there's not going to be any consistency of what they're going to have on the outside of the building if we're going to give them approval to do whatever, stucco, masonry. And I would think that we would consider that everything kind of be almost uniform. Because you're already talking about colors. Colors is the other thing you mentioned up there. That it sounds like we have more control over the color also based on downtown Tomball. So I'm not sure if this is a good proposal, but I'm not sure why we need to do all those
structures outside. Could it be just masonry? Could it be just stucco? I mean, you're giving the consumer a lot, even though they have to spend a lot of money. Can't we be more consistent downtown Tomball with this? No?
Meaning you would like to see some of the regulations from the old town side?
Yeah, I would think that we would want that characteristics of downtown Tomball. You're looking at separating from one section, and then you have old town mix, and then another section. It just doesn't seem like it's going to be a lot of...
Well, we thought about doing that.
Pocket, yeah.
The reason that we didn't just expand the regulations that are currently in the Old Town and Mixed Use Zoning District is because that is the Old Town area of Tomball, and it does have a different look and feel than the intersection. Well, it would be the east intersection of 249.
I think the east section 249 needs big time improvements.
Well, part of the problem in the Old Town area, downtown area, is that is zero lot line. And to put a facade on, you need at least, 6 inches to foot?
That makes sense. Yeah, I can go through that. 6 to 12 inches or something like that.
The sidewalk that goes to the front of the building is owned by TxDOT. I don't know how much you can get them to give up a foot of their property or not. They're not real big on that.
I just thought we'd be a little bit more consistent. But
you mentioned color, and I did mention color in my presentation, but the only reference to color in the proposed ordinance is to exclude bright or fluorescent colors. So we're not proposing a color palette or something like that.
Okay.
And that is the language we've already got in the Old Town side.
Okay.
I had a question about that. What is a bright color? I know what a fluorescent color is, but is white bright?
There is some interpretation.
Staff. Okay. The other thing is the thing that we've been talking about is in paragraph 2 of A2, which says that any of the underlying zoning districts, which would be the mixed district, would be trumped by this policy. So if they want to do something that is in conflict on an expansion of 25%, they would have to do it in accordance with this policy if it is in conflict. Is that a correct statement? That's what this says.
But it wouldn't be in conflict because we're not including that in the back district boundaries.
Okay. So.
So that means the premise that you said
is excluded
from everything, from this whole ordinance.
Okay.
Got a question? I don't know what's triggered this, but you're just going after the facade. Why not the roof? Why not something else? It seems like a piecemeal approach to controlling the building along that route. It's why not everything?
Such as?
Roof.
Signs. I mean, that's a lot.
Well, signs are covered or not in Chapter 50 of the zoning ordinance, which is why we can't do that, the spider can't do that. I have not seen roofs in the entire cities that I've worked and be included in these types of ordinances. Is that common?
Many cities will do standards for roof pitches to mandate a pitched roof of a certain slope in certain parts of town. So I've seen that done elsewhere. It's not part of the building materials, of course, but it is a planning tool the cities have.
Typically, I guess the reason we didn't include it is that, I could be mistaken, but typically roofs are not, you don't see them as much, that you don't have so many problems with strange materials. They're all they're not all the same, but you just don't see the same issues with roofs as you do facades. But I mean, we could talk about that if you wanted to.
You're addressing one particular construction piece, and that's the facade. Not doing anything about the roofs. It just seems like a piecemeal approach.
Oftentimes, for whatever it's worth, oftentimes, when you've got an exterior building material that is required, that sort of dictates a particular style for the entire structure. So it's now that you're right, it is kind of piecemeal, but it's usually oftentimes it's looked at as being driven by that one material, that you're not going to put kind of a wacky roof with a masonry exterior, that sort of thing. I mean, certainly I've seen where they have dealt with roof pitches. I've seen them exclude certain bright fluorescent colors on roofs, but typically when you've got a particular type of material, you've kind of fit into a particular type of design that excludes some of the other stuff too. So, for whatever that's worth.
Okay.
You know, back many years ago, and I can't remember the exact date, early 2004, 5, 6, somewhere in that area, the Masonry Council addressed the city and the Zoning Commission at one point to discuss doing brick and all. But at that time, we weren't doing much development in Tomball at all. And so they felt like the timing wasn't right to do it then. And I think now council has decided, because of requests that have come from the public, to look at perhaps addressing this again, and that's why they asked them to come back out and talk with us. And my concern with all this, too, is, you know, when you're looking at masonry and all, I'm thinking, okay, what if somebody wants to use hardy plank, or what if there are some other types of new materials for facades that could be classified, I guess, as masonry or any of these others. How do you include those? That's my question.
I talked about the special exception provision. That would be the process for that. Is if somebody were to come in and propose either a new material that we're not familiar with right now, they could take it to the Board of Adjustments, explain that it's essentially a masonry product or greater quality than a masonry product. The other thing is some franchises have established what we're deemed. We're also proposing that in those situations, they can also go to the Board of Adjustments and ask for a different type of material or a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then could you address the, I know I've already discussed this with you once, but just for everybody's education, the EIFS under the trim materials, and because I know until you explained it to me, I wasn't sure what that was.
As far as the requirement of it not being within 6 feet of the ground?
Yes, and what it actually consists of, because I didn't realize you were talking styrofoam until you said styrofoam.
Well, Tony, maybe better explain what it is. I've always called it sort of like a styrofoam.
Okay, could Tony explain it?
Styrofoam?
It is. It's also called fake stucco. It has the appearance of stucco. You'll see it a lot of times on retail strip centers.
Right.
It is essentially styrofoam with a thin metal mesh with one thin layer of cement on it, and it stands for exterior finishing insulation system. So it has a look of stucco. It does not hold up like stucco, and so you'll see it a lot of times on very inexpensively produced buildings, and it falls off rather quickly. If you've driven by the Fry's on I-45 and West Road right now, you've noticed it's got plywood on the outside. That was all the ethos that was taken off because some of it fell off on cars. So that's what that material is.
So that's what ethos is. The reason I have it in here is not within 6 feet of the ground is because of what it is. It's easily damaged.
Too much hold to it.
Yeah, it's not a quality material. So the idea is if you have it up higher or use it as a trim, that's probably fine. But we wouldn't necessarily want it lower so it could be damaged easily.
So if we're trying to upgrade, you know, a little bit higher standards of building, why would we even include it?
We don't have to, for one, but it really, there's no real reason not to include it, in my opinion, as a trim material. A lot of people do like to use it as trim. Apparently it works well as trim. You're welcome to recommend that we don't use it.
What is this called again?
It's under trim materials on the last page.
Okay,
see
that
EIFS, the exterior insulation and finish systems.
Yeah.
Is that something you're seeing a lot of use out in the industry?
We see there was a lot of use of EIFS throughout the 90s and early 2000s, where it's kind of the new thing that came on. It was inexpensive, it looked good, but people found it didn't hold up very well. So there's a lot less use of it now. But we do see it in trim materials a lot of times. A lot of times it's easier just to do those finishing trim elements up high on a building rather than lugging up, you know, bricks or block or cement. So, and in towns that have very strict masonry standards, even some of those towns still allow it as a trim material.
Mm-hmm.
So, but many towns don't allow it at all because they do want to upgrade that quality.
Mm-hmm. How long does it last usually?
I mean,
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, you know, like I said, the material on the Fry's building, it fell off.
Yeah.
It's been there 15 years probably. So.
That's a big oops.
I just wondered because it reminds me of CVS. It's got this giant ding in it.
Yeah,
inside.
I took some pictures for the council presentation I gave of, I guess, the PetSmart area over there west of 249. And a lot of that was built out of EIFS, and you can see the carts have run into the walls and just punched holes through them.
Right, and that area is prone to a lot of backwash from flooding and stuff too.
It really deteriorates if it gets moisture in it. That's really the issue with it, is it does not handle moisture very well.
Yeah, and see, that's my concern. Since flooding's our big issue out here.
I understand the concern. And like I said, we can bring approve it. I do think that there is a chance we might get a little bit more pushback from the development community if we didn't have it as a trim material.
Okay.
Just because it isn't very
good. Because they're still using it. Okay.
For trim.
For trim. Okay.
Okay. You've got 2920 from business 249 to 2978. Why don't you stop there? Why not just city limit to city limit?
At this point, the thought process was to start with a small area and expand. However, increasing the proposed district is certainly an option.
So if you go from the city limits, it would go all the way out. I'm trying to see how far it goes on the west side now.
Expanded.
It goes all the way out west of to Tomball Cemetery Road, if I'm right.
Does it go to Tomball Cemetery?
Uh-huh. I think so. Yes. Yeah, because the city limits run right along 2920 west.
Yeah, but I mean, where is that? By Telge or past Telge?
No, it's before you get to Telge. Okay.
Just trying to get that visual.
I'm trying to think what's that. Well, business out there. There's some kind of truck thing there.
It's an east-west corridor for yeah.
Right, so if we're going to do it.
And you're trying to make something look nice, consistent throughout that whole thing.
I mean, that's
what
I thought.
Don't stop at 249. They keep going.
I know. That's what I thought. I mean, why are we not being so consistent with the look if we're going to grow and just have the same...
As I recall from the discussion at council, I think they kind of wanted to see how this worked before they expanded it out further. That was kind of their thinking.
Well, in a little background, this did stem from a discussion regarding a request to, right now the city has an area that we waive the tech fees in the old town part of Tomball. We got a request to extend that area, and part of that discussion at council was if the city in general is going to consider doing things like waiving impact fees, perhaps we could ask for higher quality development. So that's kind of where it stemmed, and I guess that's why it didn't go city to city from the initial discussion. Lauren, is there any issue with if the commission does want to extend the boundary with the posting? We're not a council. We haven't advertised any district boundaries.
But we've got a public hearing here.
Right. But I closed. Yeah.
I would think that we'd have to hold another public hearing if we extended the boundaries.
I don't think I want to go that much further.
Well, but I do think,
for the future,
I think if we're going to do it, we need to do it right.
Come back and do it.
Well, then the only other option we've got, and I've already discussed this, and it wasn't something I was going to do, but is that we table this and ask it to be brought back with the changes and things that we'd like to see and get them to present it to council.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm actually... There's a couple things in here that I had discussed, and they've answered my questions, but at the same time, I don't know.
What happens if there's construction outside of the current boundaries that you've got set? What do they go by whatever zoning district they're in?
They
so.
Go by the what,
right, but
what we have.
Right, the only district in town that has any sort of exterior regulations is the Old Town Mixed-Use
right.
District. So the zoning to the west of Business 249, they were targeted in Pittsburgh and all that, there are no requirements.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
So people could build or anybody could build
whatever they want.
Whatever they wanted to. So then we'd have to grandfather that in if we wanted to extend it out, right?
Yes.
If we extended it out all the way to the city limits on the west side of Tomball, then any new building that would be done in that area would be impacted. That's commercial, right?
I think that's a good idea.
I think so too.
I mean, if
you're going to do that consistency for the future,
because we'll have another Old Town Tomball outside of town.
Well,
no, I don't think
so. Old Town and New Town. So why can't we put New Town and Old Town together? It depends which side of the tracks you're standing at, right?
Well, the other thing that,
a different new
you know, I was my big issue was, if we're going to do it, if we're going to go to 249, why can't we include both sides of Business 249? Why do
exactly.
we exclude just those, the block?
But then
it was explained to me that's because if you think about it, on 2920, it's already developed, it's shopping centers. But I will say that the shopping center on the lower side has developments getting better looking, but there's still some areas, I think, if we can get them to develop it and do some better facades, it would make our whole area look better.
Are you only considered with 240 I-2920? Are there other parts of the city?
I would eventually like to see us do the, if we're going to do it for the whole city, or at least consider doing it down Business 249, because to be honest, Business 249 is beginning to look a little pathetic. And I think with the Grand Parkway coming in and the other construction that's going to be beginning to tie us into Montgomery County, you're going to see people coming in, and if they're going to come in, maybe we, if we're going to do 2920, the other big corridor we have is Business 249, we make it more consistent. But at the same time, is that, my concern is, would City Council even consider it too? Or do they want to just do this one test area?
Which was the initial thought.
Right.
To get this done, if it goes well, then we can, that's why it's actually an overlay district, because you can easily expand it down the overlay district.
Now,
why?
You could always...
Right away of 2920, how wide is that on this side?
It's any properties that touch the right of way, so it depends on the depth of the
property. So it's just the depth of that property?
Yeah, it would be for facades visible from Main Street, if, and they also have to be adjacent to Main Street.
Because in Old Town, I mean, in the main part of Tomball, we've got several issues of...
You're talking about downtown?
One street over, even on Main Street, you got the tire store, and then one street over on the other side, you got that, whatever that thing is by the beauty shop that's got junk all over the front yard all the time. The grass is never cut. You can see it from 29.
Yeah. That's actually a residential. I think he's talking the Roper's house.
Yeah, that's a junkie.
That's a residence.
Yeah.
And this doesn't apply to residents.
Right.
We can't make it apply to residents, can we?
Some cities have residential facade standards, yes.
Oh.
I don't know that Tomball's there yet.
Well, no, I don't think we're there yet.
I think they've got standards on keeping the yard. I guess they don't do that.
That's code enforcement.
Keeping the yard, yeah.
Okay. Why can't we be consistent on all areas? Because we're going to 2978, and already that's a pretty updated area compared to Old Town's Tomball. So why can't we be consistent all over? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. We're just choosing Main Street, and that's it. I mean, I think Tomball needs to have its character all over, not just Main Street.
Well, but the Old Town area of Tomball is a little different than, say, the west side of 249. So I don't think the standards that apply right in the middle of downtown are necessarily going to apply on the other side of 249.
When we originally set up zoning, and we decided what districts and things that we were looking at, the Old Town district simply went from Howard Street to Pine Street. And then when they did some changes further on in the comprehensive plan and some other changes, they extended Old Town mixed use and included them together instead of separate. Originally they were separate. And because of that, it expanded all the way down to Baker. Now, that was specifically, along with the other districts that are in our zoning, all have specific building standards and things that they have to follow. Old Town downtown is different because it is the only part of Tomball that has zero lot line.
Yeah.
Simply due to the fact that's the way they built the city, and it's kind of hard to tell everybody move your building back 2 feet.
And add a parking space or...
Right, and as is, the city is waiting on a grant. If they get that grant, all that parking on Main Street between Pine and the railroad track is going away.
Exactly. I understand that, too.
So,
I just think we need to have a little more consistency.
So if we do consistency outside the area is what you're trying to
say. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
At least when we come around that corner of 249, I mean, it just needs to have a consistency.
Well, and we do need to address the east side of... to the railroad track, to be honest. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
So
what's the motion?
We have a motion right now to approve this, to go to council with whatever contingencies we put, or somebody wants to make a motion to table it, we can do that and let staff do all this stuff. It's up to y'all, or we can just put a list and hope that they can, they present it to council?
Yes.
As our recommendation?
Based on the looking at the posting again, there was not a defined overlay district in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you can expand that if you want to, without another public hearing.
Expand the...
Actually, we did put it in a location in the actual ordinance, which is part of the staff report.
Right.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you did. Okay. Well, I'd like to make a motion. Let's just table it, and table it till next month, and give staff time to just do this. Would that be all right?
Sure. Is that procedurally the way to do it?
Is that okay to do it?
Another public hearing, or...
If we're going to...
That would allow the...
Tabling it would, requires it to come back up in the exact same description it is now.
Okay, so...
So I would suggest that you just take no action, but instruct staff or request staff to bring it back with the changes.
Okay, if we take no action, does it go to council?
No.
Okay. All right.
Would it still then go to council?
No.
You cannot go to council.
Until it goes through us. So how do we do that?
They haven't made a recommendation.
Until we make a recommendation, it can't go to council.
It just doesn't go to council.
No, I mean, they have no vote.
Right, just take no action on it, and
okay,
you guys will bring
it back.
Okay, so
since we've already made a motion, what do we do?
You need to withdraw the motion.
Yes.
Okay.
I will withdraw the motion.
And the second.
To approve this.
And who had the second?
Mr. That Anderson.
And Richard, will you withdraw yours?
Withdrawn.
Okay. So the motion's withdrawn, and we are going to take no action on...
And staff will bring it back with changes.
And we're asking staff to bring it back with the changes we discussed, so...
To clarify, what county do you want? Do you just want it from city limits to city limit, or do you want to do north-south of 249, or what does the commission want the boundary to be?
Well, if we're doing it as overlay district, I know that we at least want it to go city limits, which would be all the way over to Tomball Cemetery Road, isn't it? West of Tomball?
A little past that.
Well, you know what I'm saying. It's down that way.
It's just our property past that, essentially.
Right. Well, do it to the city limits. Is that what y'all want? Daryl?
Yes. Yes. Is it north and south also, besides
well,
east and west?
Okay.
This is the question.
Now,
because we do have some areas that's just little pockets in the city of Tomball that
right.
require change.
The other thing that I was going to ask is, in your instructions from council, they wanted to start with 2920 as a project or a test section, right?
What was presented to council at the last workshop was the boundary that you see here.
Uh-huh.
So not even all of 2920.
Right, but what I'm saying is the instructions y'all got from council, was this just specific to 249, I mean to 2920?
That's all that was discussed.
Okay, but... So could we recommend they consider doing an overlay district for 249, because that may have different challenges than 2920 would have? 249
business,
yes.
Yes.
I would think the commission can, I guess, over-recommend, if that makes sense, because council wouldn't, they could adopt a lesser size overlay.
Yeah, it would still go forward as a recommendation, and council could tone it down.
Could tone it down to just 2920. Okay, so you want to include... They would like
north
to include
south,
north and south business 249.
Just business.
Business 249.
From
249
to 249 only, not outside, north to the college or south of the border.
No.
Are you sure?
Business 249
it's all going to get torn up
here
shortly.
Just like Hicks south. That's what I'm trying to make sure.
Okay, I got what you're saying.
Up to Hicks and down?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to include just the business section, or do you want to include business and the rest of 249? Both business and regular 249. Yeah, remember, we're going to have things developing along 249, too.
Because that tollway is going to go right through there, and there's going to be businesses all along that tollway.
I do
tollway.
Agree.
And
I
then you're talking about
so
the,
you want express
the highway itself also going south.
So 249 from city limit to city limit, including business 249.
Yes.
Yep.
That's how I see it.
Because the business on the north side, our city limits, is the creek. I think, yeah.
Yes.
South is
this one, we won't
colder.
Have those fluorescent colors.
that you're concerned about downtown Tomball.
Okay. Is there anything else y'all want to tell staff to include in this? No, no, come on. Think about it. What else do you want to recommend that you'd like them? Because this is some work they have to do.
So essentially, all we're doing is changing the boundary.
249.
The corridors.
Right.
Business and expressway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then 2920 to everything to the city limits. Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of? Do you have any questions?
How about roofing? We can't put that in there? No? Color, not the steep, but the colors. You know.
The color of the roof?
Yeah, I'm always concerned something's going to come up and it'll be a bright sign.
Well, but there's a special exception here that would allow, they would have to go to, you know, staff will have to direct them with that. And yes, it is open to interpretation, but I don't want to make it so restrictive that city council is going to look at what we're doing and they're going to go, y'all are nuts, we're not going to go that far.
So this wouldn't address the roof anyway.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Right, this is fine.
Well, actually, it says brighter fluorescent colors may not be permitted on any building material, which I would think includes the roof.
That sounds good to me.
That'd be perfect.
I guess we can interpret it that
way. Oh, it does say on any building.
I don't know. When's the last time you hung around teenagers?
Well, and
they grow up. I'm sorry.
That's it. Well, and the thing is, this is a whole new section in the zoning ordinance. This, because we have a reserve section for some of this, and that's what 62 is going to be. Is there anything else that y'all want to ask questions? Do we need to put, special exception will allow, back to the additional new materials or anything that's going to be coming up, will allow... They would have to go to BOA, or should we include this in all this other stuff?
I think that's already covered in there. Are you talking about people that want to use alternate materials?
Yes.
Yeah, that's already proposed language.
Mm-hmm.
That's covered in there.
But they have to go to the special exception route, correct?
Right.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So that would allow control over what gets put up.
If they want to use this.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so you're going to bring this back to us, and then at this point, when the next time we meet on this, we'll be able to make some more changes once we think about it, of course. Yeah.
If necessary.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and this will go through when, say, somebody comes in and wants to do another building or redo their building, say El Operador gets the wild hair to redo the front of their building, hey, they just did their sign, they may do that. Then they would have to follow all the ordinances, and this would be considered just like any other ordinance.
Right.
And then if they decide not to do something in the ordinance, then they would go to the BOA, just like we do with all the other ordinances.
Right.
That's right.
Except that they would come under special exception.
That's right.
Okay.
And this would trump any other district, zoning districts, to accept the
old towns.
Old town.
But really, that's just language, I guess, to protect us in the future.
Right.
Not going to be any conflict. None of the other zoning districts besides Old Town
Mixed
Use have any of these regulations.
Okay. And then the big concern is, I guess, the way we look when you front on the freeway. And then if it works, maybe at some point in time the city council might look at putting it throughout the city, all our little roads. Because we'll have other business districts, but we don't know where yet.
Sure.
So, does anybody else have anything else they want to say?
We did too.
Okay. I lost track. I gotta go back to my agenda.
So do we vote on this?
Lauren, is there anything else we need? We don't have to vote or do anything, right? We're taking no action.
No action.
Okay. 6.0, adjournment. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, Commissioner Byrd is the second.
Second.
Okay, and who said it first? Richard, is that you? Okay. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing all this on my head stuff, Anderson. All righty, please enter your vote now. It is 6:44 and we are adjourned.
Are we coming back to this room next month?
No.